This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. Today on the program, we're speaking with Mr. Eddie Witz, who is a musician and artist and who likes to incorporate healing elements into his music. And Eddie, thanks for joining us here today.
Greetings and blessings to everyone.
Hey, thanks for joining us here today on the program, Eddie. So for starters, tell us about the unique backstory of your new song, My Island, and how it came to be.
Thank you so much. It's a beautiful story. Well, the story of My Island, the song in particular, because the origins started back in the late 60s and early 1970s when a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame songwriter by the name of Jeff Barry, who wrote songs like Going to the Chapel and Be My Little Baby, wrote a song called Montego Bay, which was an actual video was shot in Jamaica, and the song ended up being a top 10 hit all across the world. And later, Jeff, who works with Native Wayne Jobson, a friend of mine that I met growing up here in Los Angeles, who's a Jamaican recording producer, they got together and came up with the concept of a sequel song to Montego Bay. And the title that they came up with was My Island, or Let Me Take You to My Island. And I was just the lucky guy that got to co-produce it and record it and perform it.
Hey, good stuff there and a great backstory. Thanks for sharing that as we get underway here today. Now, how did you come to work with such a legendary songwriter as Jeff Barry, who's famous for The Chapel of Love?
So, growing up in Los Angeles, I do have many friends who are actors, performers, and singers and artists, and many of them were in the reggae genre, and that's how I came to meet Native Wayne Jobson. He's a Jamaican-born artist and songwriter himself, one of the best guys I've ever known, a bit older than me, and he grew up with Bob Marley. His mom and his aunt worked with Bob Marley in the early years, which I thought was just incredibly fascinating. And he was just over my house over the pandemic. And I was at the time grappling with this facial palsy, this paralysis that had set in called Ramsey-Hunt syndrome, which was brought on by a shingles attack. And I was soothing myself, playing the piano and playing the guitar. And he reminded him that I love to sing. And he said, hey, I'm working on a song with Jeff Barry called My Island. Would you like to work with us? And that's really how it came about.
Always interesting to hear more of the backstory and how these things develop and how two people come together and make a great thing happen. Now, earlier we mentioned that you do incorporate healing elements into your music. So explain the healing chakras you've incorporated into the song as well.
Well, so part of my healing journey, you know, grappling with Ramsey-Hunt syndrome, which is it can be quite painful and quite traumatizing when you basically lose the ability to close your eye or raise your eyebrows or smile, because essentially it shuts down the nerves. I was forced to try to figure out how to heal myself. And in doing that, I've been focusing on mainly holistic practitioners, right? Whether it's acupuncture, sacred cranial, hyperbaric oxygen chamber therapy, cold therapy, infrared sauna therapy. And in those travels, I had started attending sound healing events or sound bath healing events, where, you know, sound bowls are often used as part of that experience. And that's when I was introduced to the solfeggio healing frequencies, and essentially healing frequencies that have a direct correlation to the seven chakras in our human body, from, you know, the heart chakra, the sacrum chakra, the third eye chakras. And there was a young gentleman by the name of Zion who was at one of these sound bath events, who is studying to be a sound mixer and a sound engineer. And he told me that he has come up with a new sort of technology on incorporating the solfeggio chakra frequencies into the mixing process of a song. in order to make the song more harmonizing to the listener. Now, I've been aware of sort of soundscapes and ethereal artists and music that have done this through, you know, instrumentals. But with my song, My Island, what I've got, if you pull out the lyrics and just listen to the instrumental version, it's this sort of beautiful instrumental song that's very soothing and to me very healing and harmonizing. So I suggested that we go back into the mixing studio, because at that point I'd already mixed and mastered the original version of My Island, and we opened up a new mix and we started creating a, what they call buses in the mixing process, where we would figure out which chakra should go on basically which instrument. So for example, the kick drum in My Island is the heartbeat of the song. So naturally we incorporated the heart chakra into the kick drum. And then there's a snare drum that we felt was a good instrument to incorporate for the third eye chakra. And we just started playing around with this for an entire day until we figured out which of the seven chakras fit which sort of instrument portions of the song to basically what felt the best when listening back to it. And it's interesting because you can analyze the song with the solfeggio frequencies and without the solfeggio frequencies and try to see what the differences are. And when you look at it, there's definitely a warming effect, a more warmth that is cast around the solfeggio frequencies version of the song. And it's just some really subtle changes. And, you know, if you close your eyes and you listen to the song or you put on your headphones and just listen to it, the differences, they both obviously feel good. But the one with the solfeggio frequencies just has another elevated layer of harmonizing. So I'm really just getting started with this and trying to explore and experiment a bit more with this, because I do have other friends and artists that are in the healing music space. And they're using other technologies. So I know that really we're just in the infancy sort of stages of all this.
Certainly some interesting details. And not only that, but you did a fantastic job verbally explaining that as well. Good job on that. Again, we're speaking with Eddie Witz, who is a musician and artist who likes to incorporate healing elements into his music. And he's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, tell us about your own recent health challenges and also meeting Justin Bieber. Get into some details there.
Yeah, so I had the opportunity to go to the Coachella Festival last year. I was able to get backstage because I have worked with Jaden Smith, Will Smith's son, who's a beautiful artist and philanthropist, and his sister Willow Smith was performing, and we were backstage, and I was blown away because I met Will Smith for the first time, and he was such a sweet guy, and they're such a beautiful family. And as I was leaving the backstage area, I noticed that Justin Bieber was sitting in his vehicle, like a golf vehicle, waiting to basically get entrance to the backstage. And I said, wow, this is an opportunity that I can't let go, because obviously Justin is grappling with the same facial paralyzing condition that I am, Ramsey-Hunt syndrome. It was public news at that point. So I spoke to Justin, you know, for about 20 minutes. We exchanged a little information about our shared experiences and our stories. I gave him some recommendations on, holistic modalities that I was working on trying. And he was wonderful. He was actually more concerned about me. He was like, wow. Because I think he was able to catch his condition earlier on. And I don't think it was as severe as mine, not to compare the severities, but he had more concern for me and what I was going through. Cause I'm 3 years into this and he's, maybe a year or under a year into it. But, I think it's a beautiful thing when the universe gives you a health challenge that's not, God forbid, life-threatening. And even sometimes when it's life-threatening and you conquer it, it's really a gift from the universe that's trying to teach us how to heal ourselves and how to remain calm and in neutrality. You know, we all experience trauma in our lives. Certainly, we all had additional challenges living through COVID and the pandemic, additional fear, anxiety, stress, and learning how to not allow those things to completely take over your emotions and throw you into this fight or flight mode where your body is not in a position to heal, where your body is essentially what they call fight or flight, right? When you're in fight or flight, you're not in a mode of parasympathetic, which is where the human body wants to be to remain vibrant and healthy. So I really look at all of this as a big blessing. It's teaching me how to heal myself, how to maintain healthy, how to not hold sort of trapped emotions inside. And there's, you know, physical things you could do, like doing a liver detox or a liver flush that I recommend, because a lot of the trapped negative emotions sort of connect to our organs, and the liver and the gallbladder seems to be a place where a lot of that gets trapped, because those are the organs that are in control of detoxifying and balancing the body. So there's, you know, just certain things that that I've been trying out that seem to really be helping. So, you know, to each person his own, but I'm very grateful because now I have all these tools in my tool basket that I didn't have before. If before the shingles attack, I was terrified of needles. I wouldn't even go to the doctor once a year and get a blood test because I was so scared that I was going to faint or that the needle going into my vein was just going to make me sick. And I used to get so scared when I knew that I had to go to the doctor and potentially get some blood taken that I would literally just not go to the doctor, which is not a good thing to do. Now I'm volunteering. I mean, please put a needle in my vein and infuse me with B12 vitamins and minerals, with vitamin C. You know, I've been actually volunteering for IV treatments and looking at ways to detoxify from heavy metals, doing chelation IV treatments, doing injectables that I do at home with little insulin needles where you can inject yourself with B12 vitamins or something called NAD, which is a powerful sort of peptide that helps the body regenerate its cells. I've been exploring peptides. Peptides, I think, have become very popular. Peptides as even injectables. And these are, you know, you can just basically grab the little squishy fat on the side of your belly and inject yourself in less than 3 seconds, and you don't even feel it. But I would have never, ever even considered doing any of these things before going through what I've went through. Because I was hospitalized, and in the hospital, they have to put IVs in your arms and, you know, getting MRIs. Because when the shingles attacked me, I actually had an eruption on my face, and I was, the pain that I felt in my ear and in my head and the vertigo that I was experiencing, the dizziness was quite traumatizing and really hard to cope with. So, you know, going into the hospital, it actually helped me lessen my fear of death. Some people, like myself, are just not comfortable with the idea of death and dying, especially it happening in a painful way, God forbid, right? But something about going to the hospital and, you know, getting the painkillers into my system, I felt like, well, if this is what happens when you die, you end up going to a hospital and they make you comfortable, it's not as bad as I thought. You know, so another benefit of going through this process was just being less fearful of death and being more acceptance of our mortality. And within that, you realize that life is more sacred and that you should live every day like it could be your last, which is, you know, a lesson from the Bible. You know, judge people favorably, treat people the way you'd want to be treated, and live every day like it could be your last. And that's the mantra that I've been more aware of because of the shingles attack and the paralysis. And if none of that happened, I might have still be living in the past or worried about the future and not living in the moment. And living in the moment is really the key to grabbing life, you know?
Certainly appreciate your sharing that in regards to your health on a personal note. Much appreciated and great value here for the program. Now, tell us about also filming the video for My Island in Jamaica. I'm sure it was a re-energizing experience.
Oh, so that was the cherry on top, because when I got going to Jamaica, when I got to Jamaica, you know, I've never gone to Jamaica with a film crew with the intention of filming and capturing the experience. So I was so excited and I was living in the moment. And not only was I living the moment, we were capturing the moments on film. So it just made me more aware of how sacred these moments are. And to top it off, my partner, Native Wayne Jobson, and his brother, Brian Jobson, who have lived there their entire lives, we went to locations that no one has ever filmed before in. The most gorgeous waterfall systems, lagoons, beaches, mountains. And, you know, we're surrounded by Mother Nature. And we're living in the moment, right? And we're grateful for the experience. So I think we were able to capture that energy and that vibe in the photography because I've been spending the last 7 months in post-production, because I knew what we captured was special, but it takes the right editors, the right color graders, and polishers, basically, to bring that to life visually. And I didn't realize that that portion of it was going to take this long, but I've been learning so much from the post-production time. But the time spent in Jamaica is really a magical, mystical island. And when you get into the mountains and you see the plants and the unique flowers and the unique people and everything that makes Jamaica, Jamaica, you know, you just soak it in, because it's so different from, let's say, Los Angeles, which is where I've pretty much been born and grown my entire life. So, you know, and I basically, you know, one of the things I was thinking was like, what am I going to be wearing? Shoes? Like, what shoes am I going to be wearing? Well, I wasn't wearing any shoes, you know. The whole thing was, wait, let's just ground ourselves into Mother Earth. If I'm standing on a waterfall, I wouldn't be wearing shoes, right? So let's roll up our pants and, you know, put on our shorts and just be barefoot in the jungle or in the ocean. And, you know, that sort of magnetic energy, grounding yourself into the planet is a good place to be. Because, you know, part of my healing journey, many practitioners told me that I should get my shoes off for 10 minutes every day and walk on the sand or walk on the earth, and then it would help me to heal myself. So, you know, I basically had that for 10 days in Jamaica.
Eddie, again, really appreciate your joining us here on the program. Nice to have met you here as well. Certainly wish you nothing but the best. If listeners wanted to get more information on yourself or to hear your song, My Island, where's the best place to get all the details?
I would say my website, eddiewitz.com. That's EDDIEWITZ.com. And there you can click on all the digital service platform links like Spotify, Pandora, Apple Music, as well as my social channels for Instagram and TikTok and Facebook. And everything should be linked up there.
Hey, you certainly got the bases covered. No surprise there. Eddie, all the best. And again, we thank you for joining us here today on Health Radio.
Appreciate you. One love and respect.
Hey, I appreciate you too. We've been speaking with Eddie Witz, who is a musician and artist who likes to incorporate healing elements in his music. And for all the details, simply visit eddiewitz.com. ELHealthRadio.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.